So here's the steps that you take to build the core values with an existing team.
But I want to get the team into core values and having those, but to feel like it's been made, you know, that we've done it as a team and not that I'm.
Yeah.
So how do you kind of do that in that environment? You know, how do you lead it to make it more
awesome? Okay, yeah. Great question. And actually, if you look at it, like one of the things I always talk about whenever I do coaching is the problem is never the problem. And quite honestly, the problem always comes back to the question you just asked me now. It's never about content. It's always about context and the environment that you create. And I've even building a second and a third team, I have sometimes started a second or third team without building core values first and always look back and went, you know, it's so funny, you know, it's easier to teach the stuff than to do it. And then when I am on the receiving end of sometimes, you know, missing a step because I'm busy, etc., I go, oh, idiot, you got to get with it. So great question. There is a module on the Inner Circle Group membership site, but I'm gonna run through it with you now. So if you're doing core values with an existing team already, it's very, very, it's fundamental that the team also have buy-in, which you've already addressed.
Yeah.
So here's the steps that you take to build the core values with an existing team. First and foremost, I will just address one of the biggest misconceptions with core values, and that is that core values are an external facing tool. So what a lot of people do wrong, and this is going to help you with your core values massively, what a lot of people do wrong is they will set up a set of 5 to 10 statements that look cool for the clients or the customers. And this is something fundamental that is being misconceived in the industry. Core values were always originally developed in businesses as an internal facing team. So now the fact that I say that to you will change the way that you phrase your questions. That doesn't mean that the external clients or that patients and clients can't see it. Quite the contrary, they can totally see it, but the core values are first and foremost to guide the team. So the statements need to be phrased in a way, if you can finish the sentence, it normally goes quite well. We always do this. I always do this. So for instance, I am always early prepared and present. I always serve with big energy. We always celebrate each other's wins. Mm-hmm. We always call each other's on either on breaches of the codes. So that's the first thing with core values. It must be internal facing. Okay, that's the first thing. Next thing is if you've got an existing team, the best way to normally do it is I would probably set context. It's lovely if they can do a little bit of reading before the meeting. So here are some books that you might want to read that set context. One of my greatest mentors and personal coaches for a while was a guy by the name of Blair Singer. He wrote a book called Team Code of Honor. Team Code of Honor. It's a small little book. It's sometimes quite handy for the team to read. Other books are, there's another one called Managing by Values, which is like by the same author of 1 Minute Manager. There's, this is just more for you, Delivering Happiness by Tony Hsieh is an incredible book to read with core values. Amazing, right?
Yeah, it's brilliant.
I think it's one of my favorite books of all time. And then there's another one called Good to Great. Have you read Good to Great?
I think I've got it, but I don't think I've read it yet.
By Jim Collins. Mm-hmm. That'll talk about core values. Okay, so once you've got the team, you're having a meeting with your core values, the next thing you want to, I suggest coming to the meeting with a set of 15 to 20 or 10 to 15 core values that you have personally thought about.
Yeah.
And then you're going to get them, you're going to do a couple things. But before we do that, once the way you come up with those 10 to 20 core, like that you just kind of want to dump a whole bunch of possible core values. And you can definitely use ours as a, I don't know if you've got ours.
Yes.
Use ours as a guideline. In the book Team Code of Honor, he's got like 2 or 3 pages of a whole bunch of sample ones too.
Okay.
So it really helps guide you. Once you've done that, you will show up to the meeting with however many you feel, 10 to 15, less is always more. And then you would start by, and how you come up with the core values is you want to answer the following two questions. One is, how do you know when the team is rocking? So it's like, let's say, for instance, you want your business to have great energy. So if I had to ask you, what does it look like, Paula, when you've got great, when things are going really, really well? And you might say to me, we high five, we have great energy, we're socializing, we're having drinks on a Friday together, and those could be some of your core values, like we always socialize together, we always high five and hug, we always, okay? So it's all things you want to see. Maybe you decide that when the team is functioning at 100%, you've got great, everyone showing up to meetings, and you've got, if you think back, when's the team functioning at its best? Everyone showing up to team meetings, everyone showing up to conferences, and we're all in. Then those become your core values. We are always all in. We're always showing up to trainings and meetings. So yep. Dave, do you see how directional they are?
Yes.
What a lot of people do wrong is they put things like, we have integrity. Now, that goes without saying, you know? And the definition of integrity for you and the definition of integrity for me are different things. So you really want to be like very directional. They're almost boring, you know? We've got things like, we're always early, prepared, and present, because the next part of the thing you want to answer is, the first thing you wanted to answer was, how do I know when it's going well? The next thing you want to answer is, how do I know when it's not going well? I.e., Paula, if I ask you this question, what pisses you off?
So many things.
Yeah, go for it. So say something. What like really pisses you off? And here's the thing, is people don't understand this about core values. It's about quickly letting them know sometimes it's your weirdness, right? So my weirdness is, I am irrational about being on time. I'm irrational. It's not them, it's me. But I want them to know as quickly as possible that like, I am irrational about being on time. And it may be because I've scaled so quickly, but if you've got a meeting of 100 people and 20 people are, only 5% of the meeting are late, it's a disaster. So I've learned to be, I mean, it's irrational. I lose sleep over it. My wife calls me a weirdo because of it. But the point being is that I want my team to know my weirdness very, very quickly. So yeah. If I had to say to you, what pisses you off, what pisses you off in the team? What would you say?
When I ask them to do something, they do it a slightly different way than I've asked. They haven't gone through the steps that I've asked them, even though they may have got to a similar ending, but they've missed out a whole bunch of stuff in the meantime. That drives me crazy.
Beautiful. Beautiful. So then if you think about wrapping a core value around that, it would be we follow instructions to the T.
Yeah.
You really got to think about the things that like drive you nuts, because your business is an expression of you. If you're going to run this business, like, it doesn't matter which way we say it, it resembles you in some way, shape or form. So we may as well let everyone know our weirdness and air our dirty laundry, if you will, as quick as possible. So what else?
What else pisses me off? The tidiness, like the way that people tidy at the end of the day.
Do you know how many times, whenever I ask someone this question, how many times that comes up? So like, if you think about wrapping a core value around that, we always tidy up after ourselves. Or we always leave the practice the way we found it. You know, like, just like really go there, you know? It doesn't sound sexy, but it makes a huge difference. Okay, so once you have answered those two questions, what do you want it to look like and what pisses you off, you're gonna come up with a list of, I don't know, 15 to 20, 10 to 15, and then you're gonna sit down with the team and you go, look, I just came up with a whole bunch of sample ones, but we are going to first discuss each and every one. Mm-hmm. So you go, why is that important? What does that mean? Just ask that. You're going to say a phrase and you go, okay, so why do you guys think that's important? And what does that look like for you? Mm-hmm. Or how does the team function better by doing those core values? And then already, Paula, it's actually irrelevant to I'm going to really force you to have a maximum of 7.
Okay.
Now that's going to be really tough. How do I know this? Because I could not get it below 12 when I first started. Mm-hmm. And then as I go through time, I'm like, the less is more, less is more, less is more. Okay, so then you're gonna get the team, you're gonna discuss each of the 15, and then you're gonna go, look, we can only have 7 or 8, so I want you guys to vote. and just ask them to vote on, they need to, let's say the easy way to vote is, are you, they need to each choose a maximum of five that they think are the most important. Then you are going to look at what they voted on, if you will, and then you're going to come up with your own list. But whatever list you come up with, they're going to feel like they've got buy-in.
Mm-hmm.
You listening?
Okay.
Because yeah, no matter which seven you choose, they're going to have probably voted on at least half mm-hmm. of the seven you've chosen.
Okay.
So they will have buy-in. And it's actually, do you know what? It's irrelevant what you end up with, but the value is talking about those 15.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I didn't know that irritated you. Like, you know, the first time I told my team ever that I'm irrational about being on time, they were like, I had no idea. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, for me, I was like, if we say the meeting starts at 9 and you're here at 9, that's late for me.
Mm.
If I say the meeting starts at 9, like, I really want everyone seated, like, as long as it's 1 minute before 9 and ready to go, that's really on time. And they were like, gee, I had no idea.
Yes.
So at the value is really discussing those core values. But in the time we've got today, if you just follow those steps, we're really, really powerful. And then you want to make sure it's like everywhere. So look at my core values for DCPG. They're under my phone because we've just really done them. And then you want to get them on like a little business. We've got our core values on like a little business card.
Mm-hmm.
So here are my core values. Let me run through them for DCPG, this business. We played 100%. We are all in. The words "we are all in" came from the team. Take responsibility, we own it. Number 3 is open, honest, direct communication. Number 4 is we celebrate all wins. Number 5 is continuously upskilling ourselves. For instance, like Facebook training and etc. That's our only job in what we do. We teach our people how to become successful. Our job is to continually invest in ourselves to grow. Number 6 is we over deliver and we surprise. Mm-hmm. I'm always aiming to give you guys a surprise, a new service, a new thing. Number 7 is we're early, prepared, and present. And now I'm going to give you 4 that I suggest in some way, shape, or form having in everyone. I don't want to put these my core values onto you, but I've worked with so many teams, and I could, and these just are very powerful core values. Number 1, something about time.
Mm-hmm.
Something about time, timeliness or something. Number 2, something about playing at 100%, being all in. We start whatever we finish. Something like that. Like playing. Number 3, something along the lines of no blame, justification, or denial. Or a version of that, I take 100% responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
It's like powerful, you know? And then there's one other one that I always recommend having in a core value is, something about communication. Always something about communication. So something about time, something about playing at 100%, something about taking full responsibility, and something about communication, because every team lacks certain level of, you can never ever win that battle. Like, you can never communicate enough as a team, you know? So we used to have something called tri-communication, which is like, it doesn't count as communication unless you've sent 3 types of communication, like a Facebook message, an email, and a text. So something about communication, we over-communicate or something. That's it. Helpful?
Yeah, very much. Thank you very much. That's a great help.
Yeah, that's awesome. That is so powerful. And the power comes like, and then next thing is, don't freak out too much about the final 7, because you review them every quarter.
Okay.
So then in 3 months' time, you're going to sit down with your team and you're going to go, is this serving us? Like, no, we never use that one, etc. Another tiny lesson is, I promise you, the more you have, the less the team know. The more values you have, the less the team know the core values. It sounds silly, but like, I would honestly say even 6 is more powerful than 7, but the less is more with core values.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Now,
amazing.
If you're struggling then and you go, there's still not enough, you do core values and then you do something after core values called rules of the game. If you just want something written down that you want, you know, the rest of those 15 or 20 that you think are powerful, you put those in something, a document called rules of the game. People won't remember them, but at least you've got it written down and you can show it to them before they start working for you. At least you've addressed it at some point. They won't remember them. They will only remember the core values, but that's what we developed, is something called rules of the game in addition to core values.
Hey, thanks for watching the video. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did find it helpful, you might want to grab one of our free books. This is exactly how we grew our practices. 8 practices, 10,000 new patients last year, $7 million worth of revenue. And the exact blueprint is in here. All the strategies we use to market our practices and bring those new patients is all in here. And it's completely free. All you got to do is click on the link. And all you do is pay for shipping. And we'll send it to you and some extra resources. Click on the link. It's free. See you on the other side.